you start to realise what a uphill battle that you can have with trying to do local tutorials and sessions and stuff, and you start to realise that you have to almost slow down a little bit from being at the cusp of, you know, latest and new, and demystify stuff to a basic level, I guess, to get your average crowd interested. And I understand that it's very difficult for me to do. It's very difficult for me to step back when it's took me, you know, so long to build it up to where I am now, you know, the networks and the skill levels and the software. And I guess I need to do a batch of tutorials and videos and blog posts, really, really basic level, and put them in a place where people can get to them at. So, you know, like the current TV, so it's on satellite, and being able to get it on an iPod so you can subscribe to it easily in the right format, and slowing down my speaking so I'm not over the top rushing with it all. It's a lot to take on board, especially when you're trying to do your work as well, which is, you know, building up Responder and having ideas for Eventcast and connecting APIs here and there and doing themes and slicing them up, and, you know, it's really difficult to do everything, and splitting up your time and being able to change your mood to suit your work is very difficult. I saw the guy from Project Pedal, which is Mike Ams, which, by the way, if you haven't seen Project Pedal, do a search on the internet for it. You can find it on Vimeo. He is constantly suffering from this same issue and having to swap hats for different jobs, you know, go from post-production to creative to building a website. And it takes a major shift in your thinking and the way that you go about stuff. You have to, you know, sit down and sketch something out and be creative and start to think what people actually want from a site and how they perceive it and what value it is to you, and then go into the editor and start doing video editing. It's in a totally different ball game. You know, it's not just like if you know computers, you know everything. That's not the case. There's a lot of switching up and switching down you have to do, and it can be frustrating. It can be frustrating. So I'm heading home now. I've had my coffee. We had a little meeting. It looks like we've got a place to do it. They're a reasonably priced place. I've got the URL off the internet of where they are from the lady, Jane, this morning. And I might take a run out there on Monday, do a little photo session and take some video and stick it up on the Facebook page. And see if we can get this local thing off the ground. It's good that PR Comms, David, is chairing it in terms of organising flyers and all that sort of stuff. We need to come up with a name. But I'm pretty positive about it. I'm pretty positive about where it can go to. And if we get 10, 20, 30 people locally interested, start them training up, start them learning about the social aspect of it, I think it could be good for everybody.